Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
And it's the Celtics. 58 cents per head.
Oh, you gotta see my hood in my car.
See them aliens via a Naruto run.
All right, noon 30. We'll get back to your phone calls here in a moment. But time for Kiefer Madness. And once again, Gresh, we've got a Kiefer Madness medley for you. We have a handful of stories to get to.
Oh, it's not all our callers from the past 2 days screaming that Bill Belichick is a fraud or deserves no credit.
That is a different type of madness.
Gotcha.
These are a few other stories. But let's start with the first couple football related, as the Manning cast was back to wrap up Super Wild Card Weekend. We already played, you know, Peyton Manning swore on there because he couldn't hear bleep. They also had maybe the biggest movie star in the world on their broadcast, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, not Gary Tangway. Sorry.
Not Gary Tangway. But Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on. And at this point, the Cardinals were already down 14-0. They had the ball, but they were deep in their own territory. And The Rock was going to give like a motivational speech to the Cardinals and Kyler Murray to hopefully turn the game around. Let's see how that went.
You got to get after it. You got to operate as if your back is to the wall. It's a back to the wall philosophy. And when your back is to the wall, every moment in life, you have one place to go, and that's forward. Let's go.
And Kyler Murray, pick six.
No. Pick six. Well, clearly, it's a good time to do this. I cannot hear you, Dwayne.
And then The Rock proceeded to take a swig out of his own tequila, which he has. It's Terramana?
Terramana, yeah.
Terramana. It's very good.
Wasn't exactly the greatest appearance by The Rock with the Mannings.
Yeah, kind of low energy from the clips I saw. I didn't watch it live, but I went back and watched some of the clips because The Rock was on and obviously added this one to the mix. He didn't seem to be all that interested in being there.
I think he might still be in Australia. I was trying to figure it out because...
Oh, was there a little delay?
Well, they taped Young Rock in Australia season one, and I know that some of the wrestlers from like AEW... had left because they were going because season two was being filmed.
Got it.
And I guess they went and did a bunch of it in Australia. So he might have been like on a completely different time base, which is why he looked like he was ready to go to sleep.
But what saved Monday Night Football was the Moon Knight trailer. That came out at halftime. We tweeted that out at Dork Podcast. This series looks awesome. It's going to come out in March. Now, something we didn't get to yesterday, a number of teams, including the Patriots, showed up, they're in the playoffs, then they're out. Fan base is upset. Obviously, the fan base here is reacting to it one way. The fan base in Philly, meanwhile, who lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots, are reacting to it a different way. Now, this is still very good audio. The visual is off the charts because you got to think of a big fella, a guy that looks like he could play O-line.
How would you describe this gentleman?
Big fella.
A big man, okay.
A big fella, probably in his late 30s, early 40s.
Fair enough.
Wearing a hat with... like wings on it, like eagle wings on it, that you can press a button. And he was at a bar And this is right after the Eagles lost to the Bucks.
This is the typical fan reaction piece that you would get.
Correct.
We answered. I talked stuff. I thought we had it. But it goes to show you who's the better team. And I'm sticking Cowboys.
I think he means Bucks.
You're crying.
I'm hurt. I love my Eagles. I don't believe this.
You going to flap the hat one more time for the Eagles for the hard fight they did?
Let's go, Birds. Fly, Eagles, fly. Still Super Bowl champs for now.
You're not still Super Bowl champs for now.
This guy.
You're not. You haven't won in 5 years. But
sure wasn't from 2017.
He was crying a little bit. We just retweeted it at Gresh Keefe on Twitter if you haven't seen it. The guy's hilarious. Great. It's the hat. The hat's ridiculous. And she's like, you're crying. He's like, yeah. He's like, will you flap the wings one more time? He hits like a little button. It's the saddest thing
it
in the world.
It really is.
Like,
it's awesome. It's deliciously sad.
Now, speaking of sad, I don't know. I know you and I would not do this. But apparently fans at in Disney World waited in a line to get a dragon-shaped popcorn bucket.
What?
They just started the Epcot International Festival of Arts. It started on the 14th, and it goes through February 21st. And there is a... So it's called the Figment Popcorn Bucket, which is modeled after a character. I guess it looks like a dragon. It's filled with rainbow-colored popcorn.
It's all a figment of your imagination.
The bucket is $25.
The bucket is 25.
But I mean, it's Disney.
Is that a hard bucket?
It's Disney. No, it's shaped like a dragon.
No, but it's not a paper bucket.
No,
what you would normally get popcorn.
No, so it's $25, and it looks like a dragon, and the popcorn's rainbow colored. How long do you think people waited in line for this item?
May I ask a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this valued in the dork world?
See, I'd never heard of it until now.
Oh,
I
okay.
think because it must be a limited thing, it does sound like people have gone to eBay to try to sell them, so I'm sure.
Okay.
One was listed at 1,000. Again, I don't know if they're going to get 1,000
for it. I'll go 2 hours.
7 hours.
Okay, normally you would go to Disney World and stand in line for, unless you're doing that whole quick pass thing or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like you would, to ride Space Mountain.
I can't do a line.
Right. You might wait an hour and a half to go on Space Mountain to say
Seven
that you
hours.
Went on Space Mountain.
7 hours for a bucket
but like
of popcorn.
This dragon, too, wasn't even in a movie.
Nope.
It's just the mascot of Epcot.
Yep.
What are you doing?
It's a cool looking dragon.
Figment the dragon.
But it's amazing how the Disney people
a purple
are
little
like,
dragon.
Wacko about Disney.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, oh, my God. So 7 hours. Now, another story with a different turn. This happened in China. A woman was on a, what?
Sorry, I'm only like, because somebody sent in and said that if your daughter wants to wait in line 5 years from now, you're waiting.
No way. No way. No way 7 hours.
By the way, Texter, good point. And, Sean, let's put that on the check 5 years down the road list.
All right, yeah, add that to the where
you got it. We'll do.
We had the caller the other day said 5 years from now, we're going to talk about Mac Jones ain't it.
Mac Jones ain't it.
You will wait in line
with your daughter, okay?
Nope. As cheap as I am, I'm more likely to go on eBay and spend $200 for the thing if she wants it that bad than wait 7 hours. Now, a woman in China was on a blind date, and she was getting a lot of attention because she went on the Chinese version of TikTok and was posting what was going on with her.
Nice.
No, it's true. I read the whole article here.
No, I know. I'm laughing at all the stuff going through my head right now.
Got it. So she was on a blind date.
Okay.
And the gentleman that she was with said, you know what? I'm a pretty good cook, so why don't we do the date at my house?
Step one. That's right.
So she went to his house, was doing the blind date, and at that moment, the town that they were in, quarantine. Mandatory. You can't leave where you are, quarantine. So she started, for lack of a better word, TikToking out like her experience there. She was with this guy who she just met for 4 days.
Oh, my God.
She said the guy spoke as much as a mannequin. She's like, if he wasn't a mute, it wouldn't have been that bad. And he's not that good a cook. He said he's not that good a cook, but at least he likes to cook. She said she was very uncomfortable, and she got like a ton of attention for it, and she kind of feels bad now because now the guy is getting kind of blasted a little bit. But can you imagine meeting somebody for the first time, maybe not going your way, and then for 4 days in his place? I hate being outside of my house for 4 hours. 4 days in somebody else's house is the worst.
Yeah, but what would you rather, him nonstop talking or doesn't talk at all?
No, I might go for 4 days.
4 days, I think I'd rather have discussion
and run the risk of telling someone, because you can say, shut up.
Yeah.
It can't be, why aren't you talking to me?
But apparently, at least he had food. It's worth imagining if you're in there and you had like, no food. I don't know, what do you do? So you had food. But
that is awful. Yeah, it is. I mean, it took me 37 years to find the second person that I thought I wanted to spend time with. I got that right.
Sure, there's not a lot of people I could be in the same house with.
Think about it. I bet you right now, if you thought hard and only included maybe one or two family members, you think it'd be tough to get to five?
Five would be pushing it.
It would be for me.
Five would be pushing it. Yep. We're right at that number, probably. So there you go.
Was there any coitus or anything that went on during this as well?
I think there would have to be.
You think the guy had to make a move, right?
I don't think so.
I think there would have to be. And like, listen, I know I don't want to pressure you. I don't, but it's your call, but we got to kill some time.
You're going to.
If nothing else.
There's plenty of movies to watch. Could have had a Harry Potter marathon.
Did the guy?
Yeah, that's fun for the first day.
Well, I was just going to say,
Then a Marvel movie marathon. There's like 24 true. Of
that's,
those.
That's a good point.
That's Marvel, according to Steve Levy.
My bad.
Yeah, where were you there?
But I wonder if the guy was so gentlemanly that he was like, you know, you could sleep in my bed. I'll sleep on the couch.
Yeah, I'll just watch you from a safe distance.
She's like, what? Oh, that would be so creepy.
Yeah, the guy doesn't
And you
sleep.
Can't leave.
Stares at you.
Sarah, why do you have a two-sided closet? How come you can enter it from the other side as well?
What are red lights on in here? What's that about?
Yeah, seriously, right?
Yeah,
she's
not a great
TikToking and there's the blinking red light like right over her head just going off and being like, what in the world?
That is a nightmare scenario.
Very much so. And that is your Kiefer Madness here on this Tuesday with Gresh and Keefe. We've got a bunch of you who have been waiting to continue to talk about Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, the success or lack thereof of the New England Patriots, and apparently the Bill Belichick career retrospective has begun. That's next.
Let's go, Birds fly, Eagles fly. Still Super Bowl chance for now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.